This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. There are many slogans that people chant, and one such slogan is the slogan of justice, and it's a great slogan. And put up a banner or a movement for justice, and everyone will rally because we all want justice. Nobody wants to live under the clutch of tyranny and oppression. But here's the question, and here's the challenge. How about addressing the aspect of justice when you need to focus the lenses on yourself? And I talk about myself. So it's quick for me to advocate. He needs to be implicated. We need a hearing. The litigation process needs to go through. So-and-so needs to be penalized, needs to be incarcerated, and the law must take its course. But how about when I am guilty myself? Now, Qadi Shureyh, rahimahullah, is a person whose name is synonymous to justice. And even the Sahaba, though he was not a companion himself, would present their cases to him. There was a particular case in which his own son was guilty of truancy from attending regular classes. And now the spotlight was on the judge himself. So in every other case, subhanallah, justice, transparency, candid, honest in every regard. But now your son is guilty. What measures are you going to institute? And he maintained the same level of justice. He wrote a note, and I wish you could appreciate this in Arabic. تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ لِأَكْلُبٍ يَسْعَى لَهَا يَبْغِي الْهِرَاشَ مَعَ الْغُوَاتِ الرُّجَّسِ فَلَيَأْتِيَنَّكَ غُدْوَةً بِصَحِيفَةٍ كتبت له كصحيفة المتلمس فإذا أتاك فداوه بملامة أو عظه موعظة الأديب الكيس. He wrote a note to the teacher of his child, and he said that my son is guilty of truancy, and the very discipline that would be instituted on any child will be instituted on my son. I am the judge, and I want the same justice to prevail in all matters across all individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, كُنُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Stand up, keeping justice, upholding justice. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. Even if you have to confess you are wrong, or the matter is against your parents or your relatives. Under this ayah in Bayan al-Quran, it is written, دَلَّ لِعُمُومِهِ عَلَىٰ عَدَمِ الْإِسْتِنْكَافِ عَنْ قُبُولِ الْحَقِّ وَلَوْ عَمَّنْ هُوَ أَدْنَى مِنْهُ وَعَنِ الْإِعْتِرَافِ بِخَطَئِهِ لَا كَعُلَمَاءِ الْقِشْرِ وَمَشَائِخِ الرَّسْمِ يُمَوِّهُونَ أَبَاطِيلَهُمْ وَيُؤَوِّلُونَ أَقَاوِيلَهُمْ حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ كِبْرُهُمْ. In this ayah, the Quran releases a strong warning that stand up and execute justice, and have the courage and the confidence to admit I am wrong. And whatever measures needs to be instituted against someone else must be instituted against myself. And do not be like those who distort the text to appease their own whims and fancies. So the message is quite clear. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if my own daughter Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was guilty of theft, then the same penalty would apply to her that applies to anyone else. If we can start off by implementing and executing justice against the wrong we have committed, then I'm optimistic the world will become a much better place, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.